Movies have come a long way since the days of the drive-in, and now a new movie-making club is trying to take them even further. Kino is the Russian word for cinema. It's also the word for a new movement in filmmaking that began in Montreal, Canada. Today, kinos are starting up all over the place, as amateur filmmakers around the world grab their cameras and start shooting. Veronica Rickert caught up with the founder of Kino for its first launch in the U.S.
Voici l'histoire d'Alfred Williamson. Issu d'une famille nombreuse, Alfred Williamson fut élevé dans une banlieue typique du cœur de l'Angleterre.
That's a clip from a hilarious new Quebecois movie. It's the story of Alfred Williamson, an unfortunate recluse who sets out to discover the meaning of love. It doesn't have a distributor, it's not made by a hip film student at NYU, and it's in French. But it represents a new and potentially revolutionary movement in filmmaking, kino.
I think kino is really something about moving, something about getting it done now. Our motto is to do good with nothing and to do better with less, to do it right now.
Christian Laurence is the founder of Kino. He's 27 years old, an ordinary guy with a freshly scrubbed face and a passion for filmmaking. Back in 1999, Laurence and a friend launched the Kino movement by challenging their buddies to shoot and edit a short movie, culminating in a screening of the films.
We had screenings in local bars, we had screenings in the IBM Tower in Montreal, we had screening in a public pool, without water, of course. So that was mainly the first year.
Today, Kino is the name of the organization and shorthand for the films themselves. Most of them are shot on mini DV or digital video. It's the cheapest way to go, but that's about all they have in common. Some kinos are political, like this one about the NRA, where a passerby guns down a guy in a gorilla suit.
Hi, I'm Charlton Heston. You may remember me from such things as Forbidden Planet. Apes are bad breed. Do you remember the last time an ape did something good for you and your family? Well, exactly. That's why, until the day there's a single ape left in America, we shall keep the right to bear arms.
Brought to you by Charlton Heston and the NRA for an ape-free America.
Laurence is also excited about what he calls instant documentaries. With affordable, accessible production equipment, filmmakers can respond to events as they happen. Laurent says one of his favorite kinos was an instant documentary.
It's a really short documentary, around 2 minutes and a half, and it gives me shivers still. It's a movie that was made 7 days after 9/11, and it's called Day 7. Three guys from Montreal went to New York to see what was happening 7 days after the event. And this movie is just like about being there and watching what's going on. And they met this taxi driver who's a Palestinian, but who loves the United States.
You'll also find poetic kinos, like this modernist take on Ophelia.
Musicien!
It's all about remembering that behind every form of art, there is a human being. Because with big machines like Hollywood, the films look more like consumer product. Like, they are not really a form of arts. And even with more independent cinema, sometimes there is such a hype around filmmaking. So I think Kino is more than about showing films. That's all about reclaiming the art of cinema.
These days, the average kino in Montreal draws about 500 people. That can make for some unforgettable moments.
So this guy, Richard, makes this movie about a first fling when he was in high school. the film begins with, well, you know, in the last 2 years, I've heard the song Lady in Red at Kino many times, and I thought that was a sign. So I remembered that my first dance with a girl was on that very same song. So I will try to find that girl. So he tries to find her name, he succeeds, and then he finds her number, and then he called her. So we see him in the movie calling that girl and saying, well, I'm Richard, maybe you don't remember me, but we danced together when we were 12 and blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, I'm now a filmmaker and I make movies. And if you would like to come to see my movies, you can come this Friday. And so we're Friday because it's obviously Kino. So we start to understand something. And we're in that big theater, like 500 people. But then at that very moment, he said to the projectionist, he said, stop the movie. And on the screen was written, Marie-France, où es-tu? So where are you? You could see 500 people going crazy, shouting, Marie-France, Marie-France, Marie-France. And then she rose and she was there in the room. Richard came to her and brought her in front of the audience and said to the projectionist, okay, go, you can play the movie. And then there was this tacky video of two teenagers dancing in the dance hall of the high school. And he took Marie-France by the hand and said, let's dance. And I took the mic and said to everyone, okay, everyone, take someone you love and dance. And we danced like 500 people in the theater dancing a slow song. That was incredible.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance. Give out half a chance. Lady.
There are kinos in Ottawa, Paris, Hamburg, Finland, and the United States. In Montreal, kino seems to fill a special niche in society.
It's a social thing. It's really about getting the community together. And like 40 years ago in Quebec, the church was really big and people all went to the church. And that was the place where on Sunday, well, that was the religious part of it, but the social part of it was also important, maybe more. That was where you met people. That was where you met your friends. But since the what we call the quiet revolution of the 60s, 50s and 60s in Quebec, nobody goes to church anymore.
You can see the Quebecois ambivalence toward religion by watching kinos. In one short, a bare-chested, bearded guy with long hair tries on hats in a bathroom mirror. He goes through knit caps, baseball caps, and berets before he finally settles on a crown of thorns. He smiles, turns to the camera, and says, Kino. Another film features Jesus, animated in a children's light bright set. Jesus walks on water. The disciples try to follow, but sink. Beneath it, there's a Mary tune about Jesus the magician. Kino could have been marginalized as just another oddball special interest club, but it got a lucky break. Daniel Langlois, who made millions from the special effects software used in Jurassic Park, got wind of Kino. It was a cause he believed in, so he gave the group a huge office lab, free of rent, in a gorgeous office building devoted to cinema in downtown Montreal. Now, Kino's on its way to becoming a cultural institution in Canada. Says his favorite kino is on an out-of-the-way island called Charlevoix. You have to take a ferry to get there. It was pretty hard to find a movie about Charlevoix on the silver screen. until Kino.
Veronica Rickard reporting for To the Best of Our Knowledge.